Welcome to Faith, Family, and the Force. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Annabeth. Faith, Family, and the Force is a podcast about just that, our faith, our family, and our experiences as Oliver is in the Air Force.
We hope you enjoy the show. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Faith, Family, and the Force.
Welcome.
So, per the usual question, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, we are going to talk about what we're loving right now. I like doing these episodes periodically just to talk about the things that I've bought that I like or things that I'm listening to or watching or whatever.
No, I think it's very fruitful and worthwhile to sit down and talk about things that you love and are bringing you joy, especially since one of the last episodes we talked about how easy it is to complain and that whole mindset of that. Mm. So this is good.
Yeah, well, that's nice way to tie that together there.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to some of our previous episodes, go back and give them a listen after this one, of course.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I did tell Oliver, we're recording this at night, and I told him this morning what we were talking about. So if he's not prepared for this episode, it's not my fault.
And I don't remember being told what we're talking about until I sat down. But that's okay. I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a list.
I have a list right in my head.
Okay. I have some kid things and then some of my things.
Okay.
So what do you want me to do first?
Are we going to shotgun this? You say one, I say one. What's the format here? She didn't tell me that part, guys.
Well, let's just talk about my kid list first.
Let's
and you
do
can
it.
Piggyback off of it.
I love it.
Okay. So some kid things that we're loving right now. They're that Judah's loving. Or that I'm loving for Jude.
Yeah.
One or two of them are podcasts that I have to share about because they're awesome. Jude is very picky when it comes to podcasts.
He is.
Like, I will be like, buddy, I found a new kid podcast to try. And he's like, eh, not my favorite. I didn't like it. Like,
he knows what he likes,
mm-hmm.
especially when it comes to music and podcasts.
Definitely.
It's like rock and roll.
Yeah. Okay. So the first podcast that he listens to daily, which is kind of sad because there's not that many episodes. So we've listened to the same episodes again and again, is Lamplighter.
Lamplighter.
Yeah. It's really cute.
Yeah.
She does an amazing job with it.
It is one of those podcasts as a parent that, like, I don't mind listening to it if it's on, if we're driving somewhere mm-hmm. or whatever the case is, because it is so good.
Yeah, for sure. And y'all, like, I don't know if more parents, maybe other parents are doing this, but I'm saying it is a great way if you don't want your kid to have more screen time, but they still are like bugging you or need something to do. It's like a very good screen time alternative is like letting them listen to podcasts or like in the car. If you're on a road trip, like Jude would just listen to podcasts like the whole ride and he'd be totally fine.
Yeah, he did that when we went to Huntsville to the space thing, to the Space Center, Rocket Center there. We literally listened to Lamplighters from like episode one because I hadn't heard a lot of them all the way through until we mm-hmm. pulled up into Huntsville. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a kind of, you just saying that, it's like screen time for your ears. But like imagine back in like the 70s and 80s, they were like, you're listening to too much radio, blah, blah, blah. And now we're like, it's too much TV. Go back to radio. Like podcaster is the next thing.
Okay.
It's great. Yeah, it's a great podcast. Yeah, I definitely recommend it.
And then the other one he likes is, we call it the Sleepy Time Podcast because it is like bedtime stories, but it's called Abide Bedtime Stories, the kids one. I think there's like an adult one too, but...
There's an adult one?
I think so.
We'll have to play that
I'm not
tonight.
Sure. But it is. The quality is so... good. And there's a bunch of episodes. We have not listened to all of those.
Yeah.
They're great though.
It is a little dangerous on road trips because it's so soothing and it has mm-hmm. put him to sleep. And if it puts him to sleep, it's probably going to put me to sleep while I'm driving. So beware of that.
The best ones, there's like a few different ones, but our favorite ones are the Skyship Dreamer.
Yeah, those are cool.
All of those are great.
I mean,
so good.
Podcasts always get better when they have accents. And yes. Sorry, we have your standard American accent, yes. But this one, he has like a Scottish accent and it's
amazing.
Well,
some of them he does. But then also it has like sound effects, like you can hear him like walking and like opening the door and stuff, which is so good.
It's so cool. Yeah, big fans.
Yep. Okay, so those two kid podcasts. And then also along those lines, he has a Yodo player.
Yeah.
Which is like a little speaker. You can buy different cards for it. You stick the card in and it like tells you a story or like reads you the book or whatever's on the card.
Yeah, it's literally like a smart Walkman, if anybody remembers what a Walkman is. Like without sort CDs. It uses like hotel key cards. That's what I think of. Uh-huh. My little hotel key cards. Jude loves that.
Yeah, it's super nice. When I say, like, on here, I've talked about him doing quiet time, and that's what has helped him actually stay in his room and do his quiet time. Yeah. Like, being able to listen to a speaker while he plays or while he does whatever. And that has helped a lot because it actually keeps him entertained and in his room long enough to do his time.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like very simple to use, and I mean most 4-year-olds now can work iPhones, so yeah. It's not cosmic.
It's just like pulling card in and out,
yeah,
volume
and a couple knobs.
Like normal. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it's really cool because they do have blank cards too, so you can record your own stuff on there. So like when Oliver's gone, he can like listen to a card of Oliver reading a story or whatever, which is awesome.
Pretty excited.
Yeah. Okay. Then the next thing I have for him is the PBS Kids like TV or video app.
Back to screen time.
Yes, it is. It is. But it's free and it has like all the PBS Kids shows on there, and it's like you don't need internet or anything. You can watch it wherever, or Wi-Fi. And so it's like a very good, like if we're out somewhere and I'm going to let him watch something, I would rather like give him that to watch than just letting him be on YouTube and who knows what he's watching or what's going to pop up. But on the PBS Kids app, I feel like more safe about that and like, okay, just letting him have it and pick a show and be able to scroll and like do that, but not have it just completely free reign on YouTube.
Yeah. I think you and I were talking about this the other day, but I heard that quote that when your kid gets a phone, it's not that you're giving your kid access to the world, but the world is gaining access to your kid.
Ooh,
it's kind of like flipped on its head. I didn't tell you that. I was probably telling somebody else that, but yeah. So, I mean, it's PBS, right? Sesame Street, mm-hmm. like all the good stuff. So
Jude really likes Wild Kratts, which I'm a fan.
Yeah. It's pretty
cool. It's really fun.
He's asking me the other day, he's like, have you ever seen a platypus? I'm like, yeah, in a zoo, but like, so.
Okay, and the last one, this has kind of like been a family thing, is freeze tag.
Oh man, we went to the park the other day and he found kids and was like, let's play freeze tag. And of course he doesn't play it always correctly.
Yeah,
but it just is like a great reason to run around and ultimately get him tired so he goes to sleep really easy.
Yeah, and it's a fun one because we can play it pretty much anywhere and you don't need anything for it. Like, we played it one time. We had gone when my parents were here at some point. I don't even remember when, to play pickleball.
Right.
And well, I guess it was over like Thanksgiving, so it's been a while. But we went to play pickleball, and after we played, the adults played pickleball, and then Jude was like, can we play freeze tag? And so he had four adults running around, like, going hard freeze tag, but it was so fun.
I think in that moment that was so cool, and I know your dad and mom would say this, especially since they're listening, but like, it, all of our inner child and like kid, everybody mm-hmm. was just booking it and had like playing so intense, and it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played like follow the leader. That was
yeah, that was fun too.
So
That's all my kid things. Do you have any baby things?
For Eleanor? For the baby?
Like diapers.
Yeah, they love those. And formula and stuff. Like, yep. Yeah, that's great. I think it's what I'm loving is like, this is cheesy, but she's my princess, right? Mm-hmm. Like her smiles and seeing,
gosh,
really seeing the personality start, yeah, to like unfold before you. And so I'm really trying not to take that for granted because I am gone, you know, a good amount. And when I'm home, I'm home, but that's something me personally that I'm loving.
Yeah. She is just the sweetest, the happiest. She gives the best smiles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. So let's move on to, let me reciprocate. Do you have any baby things for Eleanor?
No,
of course.
Just her.
Her. She's amazing.
Yep.
All right. Let's move on to our list.
All right. What now we can go back and forth.
Yeah. We'll shotgun it back all and right. forth. What are you loving? Right. Meow.
Okay. This is a funny one because I feel like I'm way behind the times, but Nutella.
Oh my gosh. We don't even have brand name Nutella. It's like, it's been in our cabinet
great
forever.
Great value
too.
Hazelnut or whatever.
No, you really like it?
I love it. I've been eating it so much with stuff.
Oh.
And I have never really eaten it before.
Yeah.
And I've just been about it.
When I was in college, they took out like another condiment and put Nutella there.
Oh yeah.
And it became like this really big thing. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm not eating that. That's disgusting. It's like chocolate breakfast paste. Gross.
It's so yummy.
Nah, it's all right. I can't believe that's what you're leading with, Nutella. I literally made you a peanut butter Nutella sandwich, yeah, like, for breakfast.
And it was delicious.
Oh. All right. Well, that's fair. It's your love. So.
All right.
I'm going to go. So I'm pretty sure I said this on one of our last, like, what you're loving, but I'm still loving it, is my Lululemon pants.
Oh, my gosh.
And it came up today during our Sabbath brunch, but, like, Lululemon makes great pants for men.
Yeah. And they're not like leggings like you would think. They're like khakis.
Yeah. Big fan of khakis too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they're great. They're good material. They look great. They fit really nice and they're good quality. Mm-hmm. And it's Lululemon. So swag, as the kids say these days.
Okay. My turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. The next thing I'm loving is the Nike app, fitness app, not the running one. They have two different ones, like training apps.
Yeah.
So this is one with like all different workouts, but it's so cool because it's free. And there's like so many workouts to follow on there, like videos, but then they also have I think they call them like chalkboard workouts, where it's not like a trainer like video, but just the workout like written for you to do.
Yeah.
But then they also have programs on there. So it's like you can find like, oh, a 4-week strength program, a 4-week HIIT program or whatever. And it's like so cool. I'm like, why are more people not telling about this Nike app? Like, it's free and it has great workouts on there.
I think what you really love about it are like the badges and trophies you can win. Y'all, she is addicted. She's like, I gotta work out before 8 a.m. so I get the early morning badge, and if I
it's
work
called
out
the early bird,
yeah, blah blah blah, like I need the badges. And I was like, wow, you've been a great Boy Scout or like in the military, like you get all these ribbons for showing up to work. This is amazing.
Yep, that is fun. I do like that part of it too.
I'll piggyback on the fitness thread rather. I'm loving like our workout flow. We've both really prioritized like at least working out 3 times a week, mm-hmm, individually. And so I think that's been really good for us, mentally and physically, especially. I get at least my 3 workouts in, and you've been, mm-hmm, doing yours.
Same,
and
same.
So it's been really nice.
Yeah.
I'm loving that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. See, I don't need a list. I can just piggyback and steal, mm-hmm, your ideas.
Okay, the next thing I'm loving has been John Grisham books. Again, I'm behind the times. I'm so behind. But I have not ever read a John Grisham book until last year, like 2023. And now I've started to read a bunch of his books, trying to catch up, see what I've been missing. And they're so good. I understand why people like them.
Like, I love it. Just got a picture of Annabeth being like, have you heard of this guy named John Grisham? Like, he writes books. Like, yeah, sweetheart. Like, everybody has, but okay. Like, yeah, this is awesome.
I had heard of him before. I'd never read any books. And I've been like a big reader the past few years. So I don't know. But yeah.
You have been reading. I love that.
Reading John Grisham.
Reading a lot more. That's amazing. I have been doing the opposite of reading, which is not great.
What's the opposite of reading?
Watching TV and YouTube is not good for you. Something I'm loving right now. Let's see. I'm really, really loving our Sabbath brunches that we've been doing since we've really Sabbathed and started getting into practicing that. And I think did we do a whole episode on Sabbath?
Yes.
I can't remember. Mm-hmm. We did. So you can go back and listen to that and get more in depth and details with that. But that's been so revitalizing and refreshing. And sharing that special brunch with people, like we shared Sabbath brunch today with some really good friends, and it was just amazing and awesome.
Yeah. And then Jude and I slept on the couch, and it was so restful and nice.
Yep. Well, I was not asleep, but that's okay. That happens.
Okay. My next two are TV shows.
Oh, geez.
So I'll wait for the last one because we can both talk about it. But I just have to really take some time to convince everyone you need to go and watch the show called Trying on Apple TV. It is so, so, so good. So I watched it because I saw a thing on Facebook and somebody was like, oh, if you like Ted Lasso, you should watch this show Trying. It has like similar vibes. It's also British and it's also very like heartwarming. But it's about these people. They can't have a baby, so they're trying to adopt kids. That's like the premise of it. So the first season is good, but like the second and third season is where it gets like amazing. Like the first season I was like, oh yeah, this is pretty good, but I'm not like really attached to the characters or anything like I was in Ted Lasso, like really, really loving them. And then you get to the second season and you're just like, ugh. It's just so good. Everyone should watch it.
I will say that I think Apple TV has been putting out some really, really great TV shows,
mm-hmm.
and like capitalizing on a good market, especially nowadays. Everybody can complain, and I will complain about all the streaming services and now how it's gone back to pretty much how cable was and you got to buy all this stuff. But if you were going to like say, hey, I'm just going to go to like switch streaming services like every other month, like definitely recommend doing an Apple TV like for like a month, mm-hmm. to just binge all those awesome shows, yeah. that they have on there.
Yeah, if you haven't watched Ted Lasso,
yeah,
you should get Apple TV just to watch that for sure.
That's true. Very, very true. Kind of before we get to what you're going to talk about, because I think I know what it is, mm-hmm. without looking at your list. One of the last things I think I'm really loving is we've been doing, Annabeth's been really doing like dance parties and like singing and sharing like songs and movies with Jude.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just like this whole theme of sharing some of the stuff that we enjoyed when we were growing up, whether that's like Disney movies or music. Like I mentioned earlier, Jude's really into rock and roll all of a sudden. So
he wants to listen to We Will Rock You all the time.
All the time. And that's cool. So we sing it and we jam out, and there'll just be like times where Annabeth and I are just both just belting out songs in the kitchen, and Jude's like, what is going on? How do y'all know these words and stuff? Mm-hmm. And it's just so much fun. I'm really loving that. Like just that time together.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. Okay.
All right. This is it. Yeah. The last love.
Full swing. One, just golf season right now has been so good. We've been watching. We watched Scotty win today. Whoop, whoop. We love him. So just like golf in general.
We're a golf
family.
Jude
is doing golf lessons, which is making us so happy. He likes it. I mean, he's only had like one lesson, so
he's in.
We'll see.
Straight to college.
But it's just been so fun. But watching Full Swing on Netflix, so good. We've only watched, no spoilers, because we've only watched like two episodes of this season, but
yeah,
can't wait.
Annabeth and I have started geeking out over some of the golf stuff and really like getting to know, I'd say like we know the players and people, like, yo, what's up,
we're
Scotty
just really
and Ricky,
invested.
And like call them first names, you know, like the other night Jude and I prayed that Scotty would win the tournament today and it happened. Mm-hmm. So like, obviously it's meant to be, but we're into it. And I guess, yeah, we're definitely a golf family, but it's been fun to follow in track. And like, I play golf, you know, since I was, I think, six. And I really have a passion for the sport, and I'm glad and really loving that Jude's starting to get into it. And so it's been fun as a dad, and I think a lot of dads will resonate with this, and parents, to not be like overly like, hey man, like really get into it, and mm-hmm. like kind of live vicariously through him. So Annabeth has been the calm, cool, collected, like, Oliver, you can't cheer or you can't get upset. Like, you just be there and like, let him have fun.
Yeah.
And so that's been really cool. And I'm loving that. Yeah, Full Swing is so good. Definitely recommend watching it.
Even if you're not, like, you don't keep up with golf or you're not watching golf on the weekends, like, it's just a fun show, like, to watch and see what's going on behind the scenes of, like, what is a professional golfer's life kind of like, and what is the drama happening within, like, the PGA and the LIV and, like, all of the things.
I think what a non-golfer or like just a bystander could really take away from it is to realize how demanding professional level golf is.
And like, well, it's like,
it's so far different than any other sport.
If you watch Last Chance U on Netflix, which was a football one about, but it was like community college. Nobody's like, I mean, some people maybe, but nobody like watching that show for the most part was going and watching like community college football all the time, but like everybody loved that show still, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like you can watch Full Swing and still enjoy it.
There is some, they say a lot of bad words on it sometimes, but I mean, it's golf. A lot of,
also on trying, same thing. So. They say a lot of those British people, you know,
the British, we shouldn't have thrown their tea in the harbor. What's on a good move? But yeah, that's some things I'm loving right now.
Me too. That's about it.
Yeah, guys. So I hope you enjoyed some of the things we're loving. Feel free to share what you're loving now. Maybe we'll make a little Instagram post. I'm trying to get a little bit more into the social media. I made a post the other day. Yeah, that's something I want to be loving.
Okay.
Maybe not. It could be like reading this season of my life. Reading is just not something I'm loving, but it'll come back.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, we hope you enjoy the show.